Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope that you'll be able to join us for services either at 9 or 11 a.m., with Sunday school in between at 10. If you can't be with us physically, you can watch online. Go to mbbc.org/watch. And you can also find the traditional and contemporary worship guides on that webpage. We are entering into a new semester and a new season where we think about the vision and the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist. What is our mission? Why are we here? As Wayne said last week in his sermon, our mission is that Mountain Brook Baptist Church exists to help people experience eternal and abundant life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we do that by fulfilling our mission. We seek to help people grow in their love for God, for one another, and the world. Our hope is that over the next weeks, we'll be able to say those two things by heart: our vision, what we see as our purpose, and then how we live it out. Our passage today fits in the section of growing in our love for God. It's Psalm 136, verses 1 through 3. I'm reading in the Christian Standard Bible, and this is a passage that reminds us of why we should love God. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His faithful love endures forever. The refrain, "His faithful love endures forever," reminds us of what Sally Jones says in her Bible for kids, God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. My study Bible note talks about this word, hesed, in Hebrew, which is faithful love. It says, hesed is faithful love, constant love. It is a quality that binds people together. Kindness, loyalty, goodness, faithfulness. Hesed implies favor. I can remember my seminary professor, Dr. Alan Ross, talking about the importance of this word. I don't know, maybe he said it was the most important word that we could learn. Just the idea of God's love for us. If you continue to read on in this psalm, it gives events from creation to Israel's conquest of the promised land. And it reminds the people of the ways that God was forever faithful to them. Might be a good exercise for us to go back from our birth to wherever we are, whatever age we are presently, and think about the different decades of our lives. How has God been faithful to you? Each time you think through that, maybe you could say the same refrain, His faithful love endures forever. Our second passage today is Psalm 43. Psalm 42 and 43 go together. In fact, they both end with the same refrain. The idea here is longing for God, for His rescue, for His light and His truth. I'm reminded of the Sandra McCracken song about Psalm 43. If you have some time today, maybe Google Sandra McCracken Psalm 43 just to hear a song with the lyrics of this psalm. Vindicate me, God, and champion my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and unjust person. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of my enemy's oppression? Send your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then I will come to the altar of God, to God my greatest joy. I will praise you with the lyre, God, my God. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. I am so grateful for you, and I hope that today brings many reminders of Christ's faithful love for us, especially in the resurrection. To end today, I want to share a benediction and a prayer with you based on Revelation 21:5 that a friend shared with me this week. Will you pray with me? Lord, you make all things new. Renew my hope. Restore my strength. And refresh my spirit. Where the past lingers, bring healing. Where fear tries to lead, bring peace. I receive this new beginning with trust, expectation, and faith in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.